Support for this public radio podcast comes from Progressive, serving customers since 1937. Service and rate information available at progressive.com or from local independent agents.
Wasn't a flashy player, and my voice sort of rioted its idiosyncrasies. And I just figured you do what I can with what's weird about it, make that okay, make that the emphasis rather than the handicap.
As a singer-songwriter, New York's own Milton doesn't try to be anyone but himself, and he's made a self-titled album to prove it. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. For Milton, the 2003 album Scenes from the Interior provided an introduction, both for his own schooling on the record biz and for audiences unfamiliar with his soulful, laid-back sound. And it worked, with tunes like In the City catching a lot of music fans' ears. But CD number 2, called Milton, takes his songs another step beyond the solo acoustic sound he started out playing. And while New York City is clearly a major inspiration in his writing, our Darren DeVivo found out that a few other cities have played roles in Milton's music as well.
You did leave, though, New York City at one point when you were, you know, getting started. You went to Chicago.
That's right.
Yeah. How come?
Well, the first time I left New York, I lived in Argentina for a couple years when I was a student. I was studying Spanish at NYU in New York, and I lived down there. And that's when I met Sammy Buccella, the bass player. We actually started playing down there, and he came back to New York. Right after school, when I finished college, I got some work in Chicago. I was working out there, and I didn't have a band. That's when I really started doing the folk circuit and playing clubs and coffee houses around the Midwest. And I had a brother who was living in Minneapolis, so I would just sort of work that circuit. And then eventually, I just really wanted to be in New York. It's my favorite place. You might be able to tell by some of the songs I write. So I really wanted to get back, and eventually did, and then piece by piece the band built up as I was working here. Nothing quite so simple as time just rushes by so fast. I turn around and 10 years passed since them good old days. I lost track of her somehow. Don't even know where she lives now, but she used to have a place uptown where I could stay. Oh, yeah.
Right before you recorded the first time, you were actually, quote-unquote, discovered down in Florida, meanwhile.
That's right, yeah. I was just really trying to get anywhere I could. And there was a Folk Alliance annual national conference was in Jacksonville that year. So I took a train. It was called the Folk Train. You paid a certain price, and everyone went together, and you sang songs all the way down. And I was hoping to meet whoever I could. And you just sort of set up and get as many showcases as you can in little hotel rooms. I could see people walking down the hallway. I'd stand up on top of the chair and, you know, yell out the hallway, you know what, we closed down at the hold down, you know, trying to get people to come around, you know. And so, but somebody did. It's sort of a big joke that I always say, listen, you get the literature, you know, don't come to this festival if you're looking to get signed, because it ain't going to happen. Just you might meet some people. But I actually did get a record. If you're sick and tired of putting on your warm smile just to watch another cold door slam, stop on by, I'll always let you in. If you feel like you got pennies coming out of your ears from all the 2 cents that fools put in, come on home, little babe, I'll make you smile again. Big world, a long day, pack it up and put it away, stop on in, and stay for as long as you can.
That's Milton performing a song called Smile Again during a 2006 visit to FUV. To hear the complete interview and more, visit our online archives at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar-sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.